cash. As Pete said, because we were wearing black this morning, welcome guests this morning. I'm going to give a little bit of a testimony here, and I was a little late getting up here because I was actually thinking about having God put the words in my mind again this morning. So my little testimony here is we all know we want to hear from God. We want to hear God's voice, but we're not sure that we hear it when we hear it. And I'm going to give you a little bit of a testimony here on how I came to understand and believe when I heard God's voice, the little voice over the shoulder. When I first heard God's voice, and I believe I've heard it three times and now maybe four, and I'll share that with you, and I wasn't sure exactly how I wanted to open up, whether I wanted to tell you about that or just kind of build up and share a little bit with you about what's happened to me. For those guests, I came to this church in 2012, and I could not pray. I had to sit between Patricia and Pete for well over a month or more, and had to bring two handkerchiefs with me before I was able to get up and move back to the seat behind them where we sit now. And over that time period, I've had to learn how to hear from God. When I heard from God, I was doubtful, and it took me two and a half years to realize that I had actually heard God's voice. So I have studied on that and tried to figure out a way to explain it to you. So in my growth through the church here now, and after Pastor Dell has asked me to come up here and pray for the last 2 or 3 months now, off and on, I realized that there are some things happening to me that I had not anticipated. And when I leave here every once in a while, I get compliments and I get told things about how people think I have been called into the ministry. And Dell's called me an intercessor, and I had to go look that up and find out what that meant, and that kind of scared me a little bit. But I also know that I need to obey. And some of you have heard my talks about suddenly how things happen to you. Not suddenly how do you get rich or how do you find the right woman or whatever. It's just suddenly things change in your life, including ministering when I started the Bible study with the fellows at my restaurant and those kind of things. But most recently, I jump fast forward here real quick and tell you that with people telling me that I should go into the ministry, or I am in the ministry, or I'm doing, they love my prayers. Thank you, Julie and Max, for your compliments. I also go to my home in Florida, and Sammy and I are with a Christian church there of Koreans. And there, the pastor and his wife I've shared with them some things that I feel like I need to do now, and they want me to come and be with them and get trained and do some things there. And I've been approached to help them because of my wisdom that they think that I have to offer. So, well, I'm getting a little older, so maybe like Pete says, we are the guys who are the experts now after all these years. But anyway, I also have some things going on in my life with some young people and whatnot, and I'm helping and things that I'm doing there. But I have to stop for a moment and tell you that I saw a thing a while back with Joseph Prince who talked about condemnation. And this condemnation is kind of the thing like, did I hear God's word, his voice? And you think about all these thousands of pastors that are out there and the people I watch on TV, Joel Osteen, John Hagee, Creflo Dollar, Joyce Meyer, and on and on and on. Maybe a couple of them have actually said that they've heard God's voice once or twice. And many of them say, well, I hear God's voice from here, or I get a thought in my head, or those type of things. We also are taught, too, though, that we can hear God's voice from other people, our encouragements from our pastors, from reading, from watching television and being evangelized and those type of things. So there's lots of ways that we can know. And when I say it took me 2 years to find out, I was reading a book, and when I was reading that book, those words came to me that you will be hear the word of God these different ways, and one of them is that you'll hear a small voice over your shoulder. And I said, wow, that's what happened to me. Now, the condemnation part comes in, and I say, Nah, that must have come out of my head. I'm not sure. Condemnation is like you get up in the morning and you got a headache or you don't feel good and you go like, I don't feel good, God help me. And you go into the bathroom and you take out an aspirin and you pop an aspirin and a little while later you feel good, feel better. You go, now, was that the aspirin or was it the prayer? I believe it was the prayer that helped because he got me up and got the prayer going and I got in and took the aspirin that I needed. So now I need to tell you about my little story here about how we confirm these words. The other day, I was at the restaurant talking to some kids in there, and I had a gal working for me one time that could remember everybody's name that came through the door, and she could take a $2 hot dog and turn it into an $11 hot dog by the time she was done. And I was trying to explain this to some new hires that I had, and I could not remember her nationality because she's, oh, I'm a hot-blooded something, and I'm going, ah, dang, I can't think of what that was. So you know how it's like you hear a song and you're trying to get the name or the artist, or you go off and you're trying to figure out, you know, who was that? You know, 2 o'clock in the morning, it'll come to you, right? So I go home, I'm wandering around, I go home, and I'm probably about 1:30 in the afternoon or something like that. I go home, and this is like driving me nuts, right? So I walked in, and I thought, we're all grown-ups here, so I stopped in the restroom, and I sat down and I looked at my phone. I thought, well, if I get out a map of the world, maybe I'll see the country that she was from and it'll come to my mind, right? And I flipped to her and no, I couldn't find that. So I got up and went out and I went through and going through the bedroom and I looked at the bed and I said, dang, that looks kind of inviting. I think I'll lay down here for a few. I got a few minutes. I think I'll lay down. So I went over to the bed and I'm standing there and I'm thinking, you know, God, if you would just help me remember Sandy's nationality, that would really be nice. Well, that's kind of stupid of me to do something like that. So I jumped up there and I lay down and I flip myself up on the bed and my bed hits the pillow and guess what I hear? Just right now, Portugal. I said, she's Portuguese. And I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, I went into a belly laugh and tears came out of mine and I could not stop laughing because, and I am like giddy. And I'm going like, you know, I know people talk about this when they talk about God, these things happen to him, whatnot, but this is maybe a first for me, right? And I can't believe all the things that I have going on in my life right now that I have asked to hear your word of, and I've come here and prayed in front of you here before asking for some deliverance to show me what it is that I need to do. And I'm not getting answers in some of you. I got people wanting me to come to Florida and get into a ministry. I've got people that want me to do things here and places to go, and I pray on it constantly. And this is the word I hear, Portugal. I mean, it was as clear as a bell, and it was the same voice that I've heard over other times when I need him desperately the last 3 times. So this might be my 4th time. Well, let me lead it back up and then tell you why that was so funny. Because I believe that in an ecclesia, that's a new word to me, and I believe that we are to go out individually or in small groups and spread the word. So what I've been doing lately is, unconsciously, but kind of subconsciously, I guess, talking to people. And God told me a year or so ago to go to Arizona with my grandson and my daughter to a school that he wanted to go to. And I didn't really want to go, and I didn't really trust in it, and I wasn't sure he was ready for it or anything like that. But God told me, now this way, you know, maybe in from here, or but I didn't hear the voice, but I did, but I obeyed. And we have some other testimonies about my obeying when we started a prayer group and that kind of stuff. So I obeyed and I went there. Well, it turns out to be one of the most blessed things I've ever done, because in the same time period, this last 10 days, I have met 2 people. One of them was a fellow helping me with my car that we just bought and how to do the instrument on it and whatnot. And he jumped in and gave me a hand. This is a young fellow, probably about 26, 27, I think he was. We're sitting in the car, and he asked me, he says, what's your favorite radio station? And I said, 105.3. And he goes, wow, you're a Christian, aren't you? And I said, I am. You know, this is a cool-looking dude, right? And I'm a young fellow. You know, never would expect that from him. He says, I always like to find out about people when I ask them what their radio station is and whatnot. So he says, boy, I got a passion for music and whatnot. And I said, well, have you ever heard of CRAS, C-R-A-S? It's a school where my grandson's going to. And he goes, I have heard about that. Tell me about it. So I started telling him about it a little bit. And he said to me, he said, this is a God moment. I was not supposed to be here. Somebody else was supposed to help you today. And they were called off, and I had to come here. And this is a God moment, and I want you to tell me more about it. And And we got into a conversation that took a half hour, 45 minutes. Now, that young fellow's kind of become a little bit of a friend, and I'll be seeing him again a little bit later. Then later that week, I go to a sleep study thing to get myself checked out for a CPAP type thing, and the guy is doing the adjustments on me and whatnot, and we get in just a conversation. And in this conversation, up comes the subject about what do you do, what have you done, where are you at, what do you want to do? And he says, well, this isn't my passion. My passion is really the arts. I'm really kind of into some arts things and music. And I have a son who's 17, and he's a couch potato, and he's not doing what he should be doing. And he, I think he's got a little bit of an inclination in that area or whatever. And I said, well, I have a grandson that's in CRAS, in this place in Arizona. Let me pull it up on my phone, and I'll show it to you and whatnot, right? So I do that, and I share it with him, and he's going, well, that's kind of interesting. Well, the next morning then, when I wake up out of this thing, and the guy comes in and says, hey, you're not going to believe this, but my wife and my son stopped by last night and told me, and I told them about this CRAS thing that you told me about, and my son is really excited, and he wants to know about this, right? Well, this is a fairly affordable school and something that you can afford, and it's like you can go out and get a job in a year. You know, it's kind of like a trade school type thing. So it's not all that terribly expensive, but it's going to be very good for him and whatnot. So I shared that with this guy, and so we talked and exchanged some numbers and whatnot, and I'll be helping him getting some additional information on this. And then to have that thing happen with Sandy's name and her ethnicity. So these things are just so important that we have God talking to us all the time, and we don't actually recognize when it is. So real quickly, I just want to tell you that you know I've been talking about this being thankful, and that is so important too, because I looked on my phone this morning, and it's all about being thankful. And the last 3 or 4 days in Jesus' calling, it's all about being thankful. Well, when we're being thankful, then we're calling on the Lord, and then the Lord starts talking to us. So in our thanksgiving, we start hearing from the Lord. So these things do tie in, and when we think we're not hearing something, we actually are, if we'll just tune our ear and our mind into it and remind ourselves that the words that we are hearing and seeing, the things we're seeing and doing, are actually God speaking to us. And don't be so quick to be condemned by believing that it's something other than that. That it is the Lord talking to us and guiding to us, because that's what we come here and we pray for. We pray for the Word. We pray for direction. And if we're in His presence by praying thankfully, then we can hear His Word. There's a thing going over the Facebook right now about Denzel Washington. Has anybody ever seen Denzel Washington's comments about being thankful? And actually, he gave it to some students at a college or high school or college graduation thing. It's awesome. If you just probably Google Denzel Washington and his thankful prayer thing, you'll pick it up, and it is absolutely amazing. So that's where I'm at today, and my message to you is you can hear through God, you are hearing through God, you just need not to be condemned, and you need to recognize and act and obey. And there's so much more that I could say about that, but I only had a limited amount of time, and already I know I'm over it. So let me pray for you now, or pray over us. Lord Jesus, thank you so much for today. Thank you so much for these people that have come to see us this morning and visit us and hear the word, Lord. Thank you so much, Lord, for Pastor Dell, who's prepared another message for us. May we each and every one of us take something from this meeting with you and this worship with you this morning, Lord, home with us that we can ponder. And we know, Lord, that many times when we walk out this door, we can't remember what it is we just heard, but it'll come to us. It's like the Jedi's and whatnot that Spock used to tell Captain Kirk, absorb. And it'll come to you a little bit later. Excuse me. So, Lord Jesus, we just have so much to be thankful for. And we want to dwell on our thankfulness. Every moment you are in our bodies, you are with us, and we can call upon you at any time for anything under any circumstances. And we can be thankful that each and everything that we have done for someone is a blessing that you have given us to pass on to others. So now, Lord, in this time of worship, we just praise you, Lord Jesus, and we thank you for this day, and we thank you for this message that we're about to receive. In your holy and precious name, Jesus, amen.